Right, we are on Daf Yud Amud Bet. This is Tuesday's Daf. So for those who are learning the Daf Yomi, give you a little bit of a head start. And we're up to a new Mishnah. So towards the bottom of the page, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda says, and he's going to tell us there are three different times when one could do Bedikat Chametz. Bodkin or Yud Dalad, you do Bedikat Chametz on the night of the 14th. Uvi Yud Dalad Shachrit, on the morning of the 14th. Uvi Shat Habiur, and at the time of destroying the Chametz. Now, the Gemara will discuss what exactly that means. Bodkin or Yud Dalad Uvi Shat Habiur. Does it mean you have to do Bedikat Chametz three times? Or does it mean to say that you can do it any of those three times? However, the Chachamim say, Lo Badak or Yud Dalad, if a person didn't do Bedikat Chametz on the night of the 14th when they should, Yivdok Bi Yud Dalad, then they can do Bedikat Chametz at any other time on the 14th. Lo Badak Bi Yud Dalad, what if they didn't do Bedikat Chametz on the 14th? Yivdok betoch ha-moed. Then they can do Bedikat Chametz during the Moed. And I'm deliberately leaving that untranslated at the moment. So betoch ha-moed, and we'll see what that means. Lo Badak betoch ha-moed. If a person didn't do Bedikat Chametz during the Moed, Yivdok lachar ha-moed. Then they do it after the Moed. So that's part one of the Mishnah, Machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, as to if you didn't do Bedikat Chametz on the night of the 14th, when else you might do Bedikat Chametz. Then the Mishnah tells us, Umashe Mishayer, anything that you leave over from Bedikat Chametz, that's presumably referring to what you've found, but not necessarily, because Umashe Mishayer, Yani Chenu Betzina, you leave hidden away, Kadeshe Lo Yehet Sarich Bedika Charav, so that you don't need a further Bedika afterwards. You don't want to be in a situation where you've done Bedikat Chametz, you leave the bag of bread that you found as your Bedikat Chametz on the kitchen table, and then you come down next morning and find that the kids have sprinkled it all over the house, and you've got to do Bedikat Chametz again. Now, we're actually going to start off with this last point in the Mishnah before going on to a little bit of the Gemara and then coming back to an important Machloket Rishonim. So we're actually going to start off on the Daf Makorot that I've given you. There's a Bach in Siman Taf Lamed Dalet. It's the end of the second page in the Makorot. So it's the Bach in Siman Taf Lamed Dalet. So the Bach says as follows. Katuv b'Mordechai ha'aruch. So we've got, he's quoting from the Mordechai, one of the Rishonim. B'shem Rabbeinu Yavetz. The Midiktani Masha Meshayer. Okay, the Mishnah said, what you leave over, you keep it safe till the next day. The Mashma La'achila, you're keeping it to eat. You want to eat it for breakfast on Erev Pesach. For Lo Katani, because the Mishnah didn't say, Mashe Matzah Bivdikato, what you found with your Bedikah. It doesn't say, oh, and the Chametz that you find, you leave it till the next day. Rather, it says, the Chametz Mashe Mishayeh, what you want to keep over, you leave till the next day. Mashe Mishayeh, what you, because it doesn't say, Mashe Matzah Bivdikato, Mashe Mishayeh, what you find and what you want to keep over. Alma, therefore, the chametz that you find in Bedikat Chametz, sorfor tekef, you burn it immediately, as soon as you find it. Straight after the Bedikat Chametz, then you go and do the biur chametz. V'od, furthermore, da'ain, besides the fact that we can be medayik that from the Lashon of the Mishnah, v'od, da'ain svara lahakel lahatznio ad l'machar. There's no point, it doesn't make sense that you should keep it till the next day. Shema tavo chul davetitot, because maybe a rat will come along and take it. So, you know, get it, now you've found it, get rid of it ASAP. So really the only thing we're talking about is, you know, if you want to keep it to eat, you know, that night, then you can do, but otherwise, you know, you don't. Uchai kavna katov b'agot maimoniot, b'reish perek gimel, b'shem rabbein Yehuda, m'shapira. So the Hagot maimoniot says the same thing. Achein harambam katov lehedya. However, the Rambam says clearly, "Dematznio ad chilat shashishit bayom umavaro." That in actual fact, you should put aside the chametz that you find in bedikat chametz till the beginning of the sixth hour the next day, and then you burn it. The chen kadeshi ochal mimenu lemachar, also so that you've got chametz to eat for breakfast. Vasmag vasmak. And the smug and the smack, they don't even talk about what you want for breakfast. Maybe in their households they were very well organized, and who's going to be eating chametz on Erev Pesach for breakfast? You know, we're basically Pesach dick already. But the chametz that you found from Bedikat Chametz, that you certainly want to keep till the next morning. The chein haminhag shelola sarfo ela bayom. And the minhag is that we burn the chametz the next day. Now, why is that the minhag? Mishum de Daniel notar ki de ita bigmara, because chametz and the burning of the chametz is compared to the burning of notar. Notar is expired korbanot, a korban which you didn't eat in its within the time frame. So you've left it. It's been left overnight, and now you're going to burn it the next day. So that's done the next day. V'od katav b'maharil tam mishum shitzarech levat lo shenit bayom b'shat habir. Also, because at the end of the morning, towards the end of the morning, you have to do bitul chametz again. V'imlo yisrafenu b'yom yudalad. If you haven't got to do the biur, if you haven't got to burn it, al yidei ma yizkor sheyivatel. How are you going to remember to do the bitul? V'ein zeh klum. So the Bach says, I don't think that's a very good answer. In actual fact, it strikes me as being quite practical in terms of if you've got, you know, you just knew that you've got, okay, you do bedikat chametz in the night, and then you burn it. You say the kol chamira at night, then you burn it, and then you've got to remember, you know, the next day, you know, before the end of the day, you've got to do a bittul again. But there's so many jobs to do on Erev Pesach, you might well forget to do that bittul. So it's very useful when you know. Everybody knows that when you do go and burn the chametz, you take your Haggadah with you and you say the Kol Chamira again. However, the Bach wasn't convinced by that. The Halamachala Chashe Yochal Yisrof Mashen Yishame Achilatov Yivatel As Kodim Sheyagi Azman Yisrof. Says anyhow, you've got those few last shreddies left over from your breakfast or your Cheerios or whatever it is that you need to burn. So you'll be doing a burning anyhow the next day. V'chein Katav Lehedya Barokach Ayn Sham. So the Bach says, you know what, you want to say, you want to do the Bior at night. Go and do the Bior at night. That's not a problem. And that's what the Kolbo says. But the Bach says, you know, the Minhag is to do the Bior the next day. But you're not really bound by that. You know, you should follow the Minhag, but it's not, you know, it's not critical. So this is a question that comes up, I was going to say comes up every year, it comes up every year except for this past year, because nobody was going away for Pesach this past year. But usually, we have people going away for Pesach, so they ask when should they do the Bedikat Chametz, so that's the night before they go away. And then we also, you know, they want to know what should they do about the Chametz that they find. So, you know, some of them say, oh, yeah, and, yeah, that's right, they say to me. And then we'll wrap up the chametz that we find and we'll take it away with us and we'll burn it on Erev Pesach. So I say, you really don't need to do that. You don't need to take away chametz with you that you found, because you can do the bios straight after... straight after you've done the bedikah in the night, and then you can on Erev Pesach you'll burn some more chametz to fulfil that. So you certainly it's acceptable that you take the chametz that you find in the night and you can burn it in the night, even though under normal circumstances we do indeed do the biur in the day. Okay, let's now look at a few lines in the Gemara. So the Gemara says. Somebody's got their microphone on. If you can just mute, make sure you're muted, that'll just take away a bit of background noise. Okay, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason for giving us these three times when one can do Bedikat Chametz? Remember, he said you do it in the night, in the morning, and Bashat Abiyur, at the time, at the end. It's Mark Lockett in the Rishonim, whether that means the end of the fifth hour or the end of the sixth hour. Keneged Shalosh Hashbatot Sheba Torah. So Rav Chis and Rabba Bar Rav Huna both said, Keneged Shalosh Hashbatot Sheba Torah. The notion of getting rid of the Chameit appears three times in the Torah. We've got one pasuk which says, Lo yeira elecha chametz, lo yeira elecha sa'or, that you shouldn't see any chametz or leaven. Another pasuk which says, Shivat yamim sa'or lo yimatse bevateichem, that no leaven shall be found in your houses for 7 days. And then we've got another pasuk, Ach bayom harishon tashbitu sa'or mibateichem. You should, by the first day, you should remove or destroy any leaven which is in your houses. So we've got three psukim. So the three psukim represent or reflect the notion that there's three times for the bedika. Now, Mativ Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the kasha. Rav Yehuda omer kol shelo badot bishlosha prakim halalu shuv eino bodek. Anybody who doesn't do bedika in these three points, shuv eino bodek, doesn't do bedika any further. Alma, therefore we can say, b'mikan va'eilach hu defligei, that clearly the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is b'mikan va'eilach, is talking about after the moed, after the zman habiur, whether you can do bedika. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi, the second Rashi on the Gemara. So Rashi says, "Alma b'mikan v'ilachu diflige v'lav b'midiach harina." They're not arguing about it, anything else. To Rabbi Yehuda, lo matrich shalosh bedikot. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that you need to do three bedikot. Elahachi ka'amar. Rather, this is what he's saying: or la'arba asar, or shachrit, or b'shar shishit. It means that you do it in one of these three times. Ideally, you should do it at the night. If you didn't do it in the night, then you do it first thing next morning because of the reason. And if you didn't do it first thing next morning, so then you do it b'shar shishit. Rabbanan amrei, and the Rabbanan say, im lo badak b'toch ha-moed, if you didn't do it b'toch ha-moed, during the moed, which for the time being we'll understand as being during the time when you're supposed to do it, you've got la'acharav, so then you can even do bedika to chametz afterwards. So it's a little bit unclear how from this this line where Rabbi Yehuda says kol shelo badak bishlosha prakim halalu shuv eino bodek makes it clear that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you only have to do it in one of these three times. So on the Daf and Korot, we won't go through this inside, but I brought at Tzlach, that Tzlach, Tzion Nefesh Chaya, is the Chidushim of the Noda Bihuda on Masechet Pesachim, where he demonstrates how we learn out from this, that it can't be that you need to do Bedika three times. Basically, his notion is that, bearing in mind we've said, Habodek Tzarech Sheyavatel, then once you've done a bittul, then it can't be that you're going to have to do another bedika because it's not yours. It can't be referring to doing bittul three times because bittul Once you've been mevatel it, you can't be mevatel something a second time. And also, we've said that peirurin, crumbs, are batel in any event. So if you've got things which are, but that would only work if we say you do one bedika followed by a bittel. It won't work if you've got three bedikas. So that's a tzlach. Mazutra matnihachi. Mazutra teaches it a little bit differently and clearer to understand. Mativ Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef asked, Rav Yudome kol shelo badak be'echad mishlosha prakim halalu. If a person didn't do bedika in any of these three times, shuvei no bodek. He can't do bedika any further. Alma b'shuvei no bodek u'diflige. So it seems that the machloket is about whether you can do a future bedika. Fine. So what we've established is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that you have to do Bedika three times. You do it in one of these three times. And the last time to do it is Bishat Habir. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, Shat Habir isn't the last time to do it, because if you didn't do it by Shat Habir, then you can also do it beyond the Moed. And we'll see in a moment what this Moed is. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda nami imlo badak ka'ama. So Rabbi Yehuda is also saying imlo badak. If he didn't check, then this is when he does it. Vahacha bahaka mipalge, and this is what they're really arguing about. Mar sava mekame isura in batari sura lo. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only do bedikat chametz before chametz actually becomes asur. But batari surah law, once it's already become asur, then you can't do the bedikat chametz. Gezeira dilma ati lemechal minei. Why? Because we're right that you'll come to eat it. You know, if we say that, okay, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, oh, you forgot to do bedikat chametz, you better start doing bedikat chametz. You hunt under the sofa and you find a Kit Kat. So, you know, you've barely eaten all day, you're starving hungry, we're worried that you might eat the Kit Kat. So better don't go looking for Kit Kats on Erev Pesach. Rabbanan Savre, and Rabbanan hold, Lo Gazrinan, we don't make such a gezeira. We're not really so worried. Okay, that's as far as I wanted to go with the Gemara. Now I want us to see a very important machloket in the Rishonim. And that is, what is this moed that we're talking about? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah says as follows. B'toch ha-moed, b'shah shishit, during the sixth hour. Not sure if it's during the sixth hour or at the end of the sixth hour, but during the sixth hour is when you would do where you still do a bedika, even though this is now a time when it should have been destroyed already, midrabanan. Okay, midrabanan, midorait, it has to be destroyed at the end of the sixth hour. Midrabanan, we say you have to destroy it at the end of by the end of the fifth hour. So during the sixth hour, it's now asur midrabanan, but not yet asur midoraita. If you didn't do bedikat chametz yet, which obviously you should have done, you can still do it. Lachar hamoed, what's lachar hamoed? Mishei sha'otu lemala ad shetechshach. From the end of the sixth hour onwards, ad shetechshach, until it gets dark. So according to Rashi, the Chachamim are saying, you didn't do it in the night of the 14th, do it in the morning of the 14th. You didn't do it in the morning of the 14th, you can do it betoch hamoed, during the sixth hour. And if you didn't do it during the sixth hour, you've got lachar hamoed, then you can do it all afternoon. Till ad shetechshach, till nightfall, when it becomes an issur karet to eat chametz, you can still do bedikat chametz. That's the sheet of Rashi. Beyond that point in time, you don't do bedikat chametz. That's Rashi's sheet. We'll try and think why in a moment. Now let's look at Tosfot. Tosfot says as follows. Bottom Tosfot, bottom right-hand corner. V'im lo badak betoch hamoed. So he quotes Rashi. Pirish hakuntris b'shar shishit. The kasha, but he says that doesn't really make sense. The kasha, de la Rabbi Yehuda kare le shat habior, because Rabbi Yehuda is calling this shat habior. V'lama shina l'shono, and so why has the Tana changed the lashon? Meaning that if we're talking about the sixth hour, okay, so the first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says of shat habior, that means the sixth hour. So why doesn't the Chachamim just say lo badak b'yudalet yivdok b'shat habior, at the time of bior, during the sixth hour, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda was saying to do? Why change it to b'toch hamoed? The Chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say lo badak. I was reading in the Gemara, the Mishnah. So over the Rabbi Yehuda carried a shat habior, over lamashina l'shono. Ella b'toch hamoed. So when we talk b'toch hamoed, Hainu mitchilat sheva, i.e. after the shat habior, after the moed, from the beginning of the seventh hour, ad sof ha-pesach, right through till the end of Pesach. Okay, there's an issur chametz the whole way through now. Okay, you can't have any chametz min ha-torah. Chametz is awesome in ha-torah, and that's the moed, i.e. from the beginning of the seventh hour until after Pesach. Olachar ha-moed, and then after the moed, that means after Pesach, because there's no longer an issur chametz, no longer an issur chametz d'oraita. Yivdok, so you still need to check. Deishelo itarev lo chametz shel issur b'shel heter v'yochlenu, because we don't want you to end up. Remember, chametz shavar alav ha-pesach, chametz that you owned over the course of Pesach is still going to be problematic. It's still going to, you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, you have to check and search for that, because we don't want you to eat it by mistake. V'larashi lo ratza lefareish kein. Why did Rashi not want to say like that? Mipnei shipireish b'mishnah de bodkim shelo yavo b'valyei ra'eh. Because this is what we learned about last week. This was Rashi right at the very beginning of the Masechet. We said, what was the reason you do b'dikat chametz? The reason you do b'dikat chametz is so that you shouldn't transgress b'valyei ra'eh v'valyei matzeh. So you shouldn't transgress the prohibition against owning chametz. But after Pesach, there's no prohibition in owning chametz. And that's why Rashi holds that nobody thinks there's a mitzvah to do b'dikat chametz after Pesach. There can't be a mitzvah to do b'dikat chametz after Pesach, because b'dikat chametz is so that you shouldn't own chametz on Pesach. Pesach's over. So that's not something that I have to worry about. So this is really a very important machloket rishonim, boiling down to the question of, if you didn't do b'dikat chametz, whatever reason you didn't do b'dikat chametz, and now it's erev Pesach in the afternoon, or it's Pesach, you know, itself, or even if it's after Pesach, is there still a mitzvah of b'dikat chametz? I can imagine this happened with some people last year. You know, perhaps people were ill with COVID. Perhaps people were even in hospital, on the night of the 14th. They came home chol hamoed, so everything had been topsy-turvy. They suddenly, you know, say to their wife, oh, you know, did you... Or maybe the wife says to the husband, you know, did you do b'dikat chametz on there? Oh, goodness, you know, I was so worried about you, I forgot to do it. So now is the question, do you have to do b'dikat chametz? I mean, obviously, if there's a loaf of bread, you know, sitting on the lounge floor, then you want to move it out of the way. The question is, do you have to go looking for chametz? And indeed, would you say a bracha over such a search? Certainly a question. I understand your question. No, but it'll depend in part what the reason is you have to do the bedika. If according to Rashi, the reason is you have to do the bedika because of balye ra balye matzeh, and then we've got a question. Well, if you do a bedika on Pesach, you know, then you might come to eat it. But remember, that was going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you don't do b'dikah on Pesach. Or he didn't say you don't do it on Pesach. He said you don't do it after Shat HaBior. That was what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Whereas the Chachamim definitely hold that you can do a b'dikah at a time when it's prohibited to eat it. It's only the question whether there's any point in doing the b'dikah after the time. Tosfos hasn't really explained why, according to Rashi, you wouldn't do Bdikat Chametz during Pesach. And we'll come on to that in the Rishonim. But what he said is, it has to be that, according to Rashi, you can't do Bdikat Chametz on Pesach, because La'achar HaMoed, according to Rashi, can't mean after Pesach. So if La'achar HaMoed can't mean after Pesach, then B'toch HaMoed doesn't mean during Pesach. The question is, why, according to Rashi, don't you do Bdikat Chametz during Pesach? So it might well be, because we're worried that you'll come to eat it. But even though you've got a potential Issa of Balyera Balyematze, but certainly the reason why you don't need to do it after Pesach, there can't be any logical reason not to do it after Pesach, when if the whole concern is one of Balyera Balyematze, if that's why you need to do Bdikat Chametz, then there's no point doing that after Pesach. But we're going to sort of see in the run and in other commentaries sort of relating to your question, really what we're trying to do is we're trying to balance two things which don't necessarily work together. In terms of the reason not to do after Pesach is if it's to do with Balyera Balyematze. But there could be a reason, even if you hold that it's, I think what you're saying, even if it's because of Balyera Balyematze, there could be another reason to try and make sure that you haven't got Chametz that was around over Pesach, so that you don't come and eat it because of Chametz Shavah Alav HaPesach. Again, we'll see why Rashi's not so worried about that. So we'll see that. Let's start off in the run. So Tosfot's first question against Rashi was why we had this change in Lashon. Why did it start off by calling it Shatabio and then move it to Toch HaMoed? So if Ikele Meima Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda Eino Bodek Mikan Ve'elach, seeing as according to Rabbi Yehuda this is the last time to do Bedikat Chametz Shashishit, Mikre Shatabio. Now that's why it's called Shatabio, the time when you have to destroy it. Seeing as the Rabbanan hold that you can still do Bdikat Chametz after that time, lo mikre lehu shatabio, you can't call it shatabio, because shatabio sort of implies this is the last chance you've got to burn your Chametz. Whereas the Rabbanan hold, no, that's the time when you should burn your Chametz, but if you didn't do it then, you've still got to do it later, and you've still got to do a Bdikah, and so there could be scenarios where you're going to do Bior afterwards, and therefore you can't call Shashishit Shatabio. V'akyati lo nicha. The Ran says this still doesn't seem to square up. Sherashi's El Piresh, lo badak betoch hamoid, yivdot lachar hamoid, hainu lachar habio al shetechshach. Rashi holds that according to the Chachamim, the latest time for Bdikat Chametz is nightfall on Seder night. Ve'ikel meidak u'mishetech shach ve'ilach lama lo yivdok. This is exactly the question. Why does Rashi say that you don't do Bdikat Chametz on Pesach itself? Ve'efshali lomar dahainu tama. So this, I think, is the reason, says the Ran, Mishund afilu Rabbanan modu, even the Rabbanan agreed to call Hecha da'anush karet, wherever there's a prohibition of karet, meaning if you eat chametz on Pesach, then you're chayav karet, afal pishe mechazer alav lesorfo, even though the reason why you're going after this chametz, you're looking at this chametz, is you want to take it and burn it, nevertheless, chayshina and dilma ati lemechol minei. We're worried that perhaps you'll come to eat it. V'lo samchina nahutama ela al shetech shach delecha karet. We can only rely on this notion of the fact that we'll allow you to handle the chametz because we won't worry that you'll come to eat it, because we'll say, well, why would a person eat the chametz if the whole reason why he's looking for the chametz is to destroy it? Of course he's not going to eat it. We'll only apply that in a situation where it's not an issur karet to eat the chametz. But if it was an issur karet to eat the chametz, then we wouldn't take the risk of allowing you to come into contact with the chametz. So what he's really saying is that according to Rashi, Rashi ideally would want you to do Bdikat Chametz over the course of Pesach because of Balyera Balyematze. But he's got a bigger concern, and his bigger worry is that if you then do find chametz, you might eat it, and then you'd be chayav karet. So that's the run. Okay, I think we'll skip the Pnei Yehoshua at this point. What time does Mont say Shabbat? No, this is still Sunday night, so it's anybody listening to the recording, it's not Shabbat afternoon. Let's look at the Rambam. So now we've got a question, interesting discussion in the Rishonim. If you do Bedikat Chametz after Pesach, okay, if we're assuming we're paskening like Tosfot, which is what we do paskening like Tosfot, that's the opinion of most of the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim hold against Rashi and hold that you do Bedikat Chametz on Pesach and after Pesach. You've now got a chiyuv midrabanan to do bedikat chametz after Pesach. Do you say a bracha? You know, that'd be a very interesting thing, you know. Night after Pesach, you're doing bedikat chametz, would you say a bracha? So the Rambam, in Perek Gimel of Chametz Umat Halacha Vav, says at the end of Halacha, v'im badak lachar haregel, einu mavarich. If you're doing bedikat chametz after Pesach, then you don't say a bracha. Question is, why not? So we've got a machloket between the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. Look at the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah says, "Kishe bozera habracha muvareh b'gmaru mashek katzav shebo take la'achar pesach einu mavareh heim divrei rabbeinu ru'uyin eilav." Magid Mishnah says, makes a lot of sense. Devatai mavareh b'vdikah shel achar pesach. Obviously, you don't say bracha when you do b'dikah chametz after Pesach. Shari b'cholotos man who ochel chametz, because you can now sit down to eat chametz. You know, Motzei Pesach, or the week after Pesach, what it is, ever it is. Ve'ein ha'bedika ela kedei lahavdil ben chametz zer shavar lav ha'pesach lechametz acher. And the only reason you're doing this bedika is so that we know what's chametz shavar lav ha'pesach that you can't eat, and what is regular chametz that you can eat. Ve'im kein he'ach yivarech al biur chametz. Remember, the text of the bracha isn't al bedikat chametz. The text of the bracha is al biur chametz. And there's no mitzvah of biur particularly now. Now, certainly there's no, it might be that this particular chametz has a din of biur on it, but there's not a general mitzvah of biur chametz at this point in time. During Pesach, when you've got a mitzvah not to see any chametz, then you should certainly say a bracha, v'davar baror huzeh. And that is clear. We'll come on to that a little bit more in a moment. The Kesef Mishnah disagrees, though. The Kesef Mishnah says, v'lo nehira, what the Magid Mishnah has just said doesn't really make sense. Taha shayach levarech al b'yuchameitzeh shum v'ayeh. Why don't say al b'yuchameitz, seeing as I've got a requirement to burn this particular chameitz? Therefore, we must say to Kevin the Kaibel and Rabbi Shimon, must be that sings we hold like Rabbi Shimon. The Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach Mutar Bana'a, that in actual fact, Chametz Shavar Lav Pesach, you are allowed to get Hana'a from. Ela Mishum Knasa. The only reason why we don't allow you to get Hana'a from it is a Knas Midrabanan, a penalty. The soft, because at the end of the day, Im Tarev Mutar. If this chametz, if it were to be mixed up in other chametz, then you'd be allowed to eat the mixture, which of course on Pesach you're not allowed to do. Kevon shaval av Pesach, seeing as Pesach's been and gone, imi shel tomeata ein over alav. Then it's not like there's any urgency to get it out of the house. There's no issue of banya rab banya matzah with it. The Kevon she'in over alav afilu midrabanan b'shiyato. Seeing as there's no prohibition whatsoever to keep hold of it, we can ve'elach, hayachiv arecha b'yuro, then why should you say bracha on destroying it? Aval b'tocha regel she'kol shah she'm shayato over alav shayach levarech. But during the regel itself, when if you retain it, then you've transgressed, then you do need to say a bracha on the biur chametz. And Mishnah Brura discusses this as well, and talks about it. You see in the third line, he says, "Dikashiv tochei pesach tzarich levarich afal pishe bitzlo kodem ha pesach." Even though you've done a bit already, For kol shekein imnit chametz lo chametz gamur b'pesach. Certainly, if something becomes chametz over Pesach, devardai mevarech b'shat habiyo, then certainly you would say the bracha. If you skip to the third line from the end, he says, "V'inkvar badachu bitel kedino kolam haPesach." Interesting question comes up. You've already done bedikat chametz, right, before Pesach, and you did your bittul and everything. Umatzah chametz b'Pesach, and then you found chametz on Pesach. So you have to destroy that chametz. Yeshdeot bein ha'achronim in tzarek levarech. Then there's a machloket achronim whether or not you need to say bracha on that biur chametz. So that's the point of machloket. But if you didn't do bedikat chametz before Pesach, so it's like this year, a person was in hospital, came home during Pesach, the family hadn't done bedikat chametz on the night of Pesach, then you would do bedikat chametz with a bracha. Then we're just moving very quickly and just touching on a couple of points here. So then there's a machloket rishonim. Also, when we say betoch hamoed, whether that means only on chol hamoed or also on yom tov. This is a point of machloket in the rishonim and machloket in the achronim. The maskan of the achronim seems to be that you would do the bedikat chametz even on yom tov. The thing is, though, if you find chametz, you can't do anything with it. You mustn't touch it. You'd be kofa alayachli. Take a bowl, a box, whatever, and put it over the chametz so nobody will come to find it. So, you know, a person was discharged from hospital, you know, first day Pesach or second day Pesach, and they discovered they haven't done bedikat chametz. So now, that's machloket rishonim, whether you do that bedikat chametz on Pesach itself. So I just want to finish by referring to you to a tshuva of Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak in Chelek Gimel. So he discusses the very interesting question, because this can be relevant in a regular year, and this question has come up on a few occasions. So let's say a person's going away to a hotel, Chol HaMoed. Happened a few years ago, somebody called me up. They were going down to Bournemouth, Chol HaMoed, to stay in a hotel there for two nights, whatever. So there was various questions. I pointed out to them, when they got there, they needed to do bedikat chametz, because you're taking possession of a property over Pesach. No bedikat chametz had been done previously. You need to do bedikat chametz. So there's a question about a bracha. So Rav Osher Weiss says that lichora, on the face of it, it makes sense that it seems that you should say a bracha. You do bedikat chametz during Pesach. You need to say a bracha. The only question he's got is about our hotel, whether that's got the status of makom she'im machnisim bo chametz. Because a hotel room, if you're staying in a half-decent hotel, then it's been very thoroughly cleaned out beforehand. You know, between customers or guests, they've cleaned it, or they should have cleaned it out very thoroughly. I see somebody pulling a face or two that maybe they don't clear it out so thoroughly. But in principle, at least, it should be cleaned thoroughly. And, you know, you're not going to find any chametz there. So if it's a place in machnisim bo chametz, so then you wouldn't say a bracha. So he's a bit uncertain about the bracha aspect, but certainly bedikat chametz you would need to do. So I've come for this evening's share. Thank